I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
No one's intervened on behalf of...
And now... Coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Welcome everyone to another episode of the Puckle TCG Cast. This is episode 9, and with me, I am your host, Lord Yashiro, and with me I have three special co-hosts. The first... A man so respected in the world of Pokemon, it is said that the only reason Arceus named himself that was because Sublime Manic was already taken. Welcome back, Mr. Manic.
Hello, I am Sublime Manic, and I am a man who is ready to issue an apology.
Oh, this is news. This is good. This is big, guys. Take the mic.
Like, I make mistakes very rarely, but when I do, I will own up to them. Anyway, a couple episodes ago in the podcast, we were discussing Genesect EX, and at the time it was our understanding, because it was only available in Japanese, that its effect only added 10 damage per energy discarded, and then someone went through the trouble of sending us an email saying it wasn't that bad in the next episode, and I was very adamant that it still was.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes, because it was. Like, that would be a crappy card. But it turns out, like, we had the incorrect text of what the card does, and it actually does 20 plus per energy, which takes it from being crappy to acceptable.
Yep. It happens, even to the best of us.
I mean, it's only because I had bad information. If it did 10, it would have been crappy. I stand by my rant. I just wanted to apologize for sending out incorrect information into the world.
Nah, it's still okay.
That's all.
It's still okay cards, but second... We have here with us as well the only person I've ever seen that has a 6IV shiny mustache, our local rock star, Bosefist.
Thank you very much.
And third, but certainly not least, a man so evil, they say that Darkrai has nightmares about him. Welcome, Mr. Scrawn.
My name is Scrawn, and I apologize for nothing.
So, now, this is the Puckle TCG Cast. Of course, Puckle stands for Pokemon Underground Champions League, and we are more than just a podcast. We are a community where we can all get together and talk about all things Pokemon. But that's in the community, not here. I am the ruler of this podcast, and I demand only TCG talk, which is what we're going to do right now. And there's a lot that has been since last time. So many news, so many new cards. This is going to be the X and Y 11 Extravaganza. Most of the cards from Steam Siege, America's next Pokemon set, are already out, and we're going to just talk about them. So we're going to skip everything else, and we're going to go straight to the new cards, because they are amazing. And we start. Steam Siege, as I said, is America's X and Y 11 set, and will be released on August 3rd. It features Volcanion EX, which we're going to talk about here. We're going to talk about Shiny Mega Gardevoir and so forth. In Japan, it is released on June 17, and it's called Cruel Trader and Explosive Fighter. But let's start. That first card is Volcanion EX. And Volcanion EX has a surprise. It is one of the themes of the new set, which is dual typing. This card is both fire and water. And it's just amazing. It's Pokemon ability. Well, it's a fire water, Pokemon, and its HP is 180, which is pretty basic for, EX card. Its ability, once during your turn, before you attack, you may discard one fire energy card from your hand. If you do, during this turn, the attack of your basic fire Pokemon do 30 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon. I think that's amazing. What do you guys think?
It is amazing.
I really like it. I think it could have nice synergy with certain cards.
Especially Entei decks, which are one of the best decks out there.
Yeah, no, definitely. Fire is something we were talking about just this Sublime. Fire is something that it's on the rise, and pardon the pun. It is spreading like wildfire. I couldn't help myself, I'm sorry. And it's becoming such a powerful type now, which we didn't have that a couple of sets ago. And it's what happens in every single set, in every single TCG, right? There's a color or a power that is quite weak, but then a few sets come in and it's overpowered, and that's the cycle of TCG life. That's how it goes. It has an attack, going back to Volcanion EX, Volcanic Heat. 130 damage, it costs 2 fires, 1 colorless. During your next turn, this Pokemon can attack. We're not going to attack. This is purely a support Pokemon for your bench.
Because it's a dual typing, this is one of the few dual types that I think has actual merit. In a mirror match against another fire deck, that would count as water damage to the opposing fire type Pokemon. So it is situationally like viable as an attacker in a mirror match, which yep. I thought is really cool. Right, like you would put it in the deck just for the ability, but in the situation where you play against an opposing fire deck, it will knock stuff out. So that's really cool, actually.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, 30 damage is nothing to sneeze at. It could certainly change how the game goes. So it's something very powerful. The card itself looks amazing. It's both red and blue, symbolizing it's both its type. Its weakness is water. And it costs 3 retreat costs. So it's a great card. I really like it. And it definitely embodies what Steam Siege really is about. So let's go ahead and move on to the next one. Sublime Manic.
Super effective.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What we give this card, it's definitely super effective on my term.
Super effective.
I will give it a greater than moderately effective.
That would be super effective. That's great. Alright, so next thing we're going to discuss is a
new version. Oh, by the way, for our listeners, Bo, we're having technical problems with Bo. That's why he didn't put his vote on that card, but he'll be back in a minute.
And I'm sure it would have been super effective.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the next thing we're going to discuss is a new version of Mega Gardevoir EX and Gardevoir EX. So they have cards that already exist, but these are completely different decks, different attacks. So we have Gardevoir EX that's a basic with 170 HP, obviously it's a fairy type. It has 2 attacks. One is Link Blast, 1 fairy, 1 colorless, does 30 damage, plus the attack does 70 more damage if you have the same number of energy attached to it as your opponent's active. And then you also have Blade of Light, which does 120 damage, discard 1 card attached to it. Eh.
Yeah.
And then you also have, I mean, it's fine, it's not great, it's just a generic EX. And not an especially good one. And then you also have Mega Gardevoir EX, which is a dual type of Fairy and Psychic. The card art is awesome. It is shiny. It's a shiny Mega Gardevoir EX with that black and blue. Anyway, it has 1 attack, as is usually the case for Megas. Despair Ray, it does 110 damage plus. You may discard as many of your benched Pokemon as you like. Mm-hmm. This attack does 10 more damage for each benched Pokemon discarded in this way. Has 210 HP, by the way, and it is weak to steel, resistant to dark.
Let's not forget that the name of the attack is Despair Ray.
Which is a much cooler name than the attack actually is.
Yeah.
As you said with Genesect EX last on the beginning of the episode, just
if this is a typo,
damage,
I mean,
if it's a typo, we're sorry ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
But
if it only does 10 damage, that's a lot of like cards to have to discard from your bench per turn to do not even like enough damage to one shot a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not very effective.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I'm gonna give it a not very effective as well.
Stick to your regular Mega Gardevoir EX.
Artwork, I will give it an
10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
Power, not so much.
No, unfortunately not.
And up next, we have some basic legendary Pokemon, not EX or anything, and they are Volcanion and Hoopa. Volcanion is an HP 130 fire type with two attacks. It has Power Heater for one red energy. It does 20 damage. Choose two benched Pokemon. Attach a fire energy from your discard pile to each of them. So you have a nice support quality there. And then you've got three red attack for Explosive Flame, which is just 100 damage, and a weakness to water, and a retreat cost of 2. Pretty basic stuff.
More fire support.
Oh, yeah. Fire support is really getting nice.
Yeah, this is basically Baby Velta, but it's Baby Volcanion.
Mm-hmm. It's like the cross between Baby Yveltal and Baby Xerneas.
Yeah, exactly.
Best way possible.
It's the best of both worlds. Not only are you attacking and doing a little damage, but you're also acquiring two energies for your bench Pokemon. The only drawback that I see is that you have to choose two different bench Pokemon. You can't just put them.
That's what you do with the Geomancy too.
Yeah, but still, wow. So good.
For a Delphox deck, I think that's especially great.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
As a starter for Delphox?
Yeah.
And we have Hoopa, which is a psychic type. 130 HP again. It has two attacks. For one colorless, we have Dimensional Punch, which is just choose two of your opponent's Pokemon, and this attack does 20 damage to each of them. And the other attack is for three purple energy, Sinkhole. It does 130 damage, but you can't use it during your next turn. And it has a weakness to psychic, and no resistance.
Yep. On the other hand, this one sucks.
You know what's crazy is that if you have Dimension Valley, you could do 40 damage for free, and it's still not good. That's how fast the game has grown in terms of damage expectations.
Yeah. 20 damage is nothing. It's not even a sneeze. It's just not good. So going back to Volcanion, what do you guys think? Super effective? Not very effective?
Super effective.
Mm-hmm. I give it a super as well.
Yep.
Super effective here.
Yeah. It's so good. Now, Hoopa, on the other hand, I think he just died effective. By a critical hit.
Ooh, you know,
yep.
I mean, like, in a certain meta, I think it could work, just not with the cards around us. I don't think the card itself is bad.
But you get a free attack if you have Dimension Valley.
That's a bad attack.
Yeah. Yep.
It's free, but it's still bad.
Yeah.
So it's like when you have a yard sale and you have the pile of free crap, that's that attack. It's
stuff that you have to pay people to take one with them.
Free, right?
What was that, Scron?
I mean, at least it's free, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Sometimes free is too expensive. Bo, go ahead with the next.
These next two are pretty interesting because it's another, it's another tool type family, but it starts out, Meryl starts out as fairy type. 60 HP, of course, basic. For one, yellow energy?
Fairy is why?
Okay, I'm just not used to that. That makes sense. Bubble Drain, which is a very interesting name. 10 damage and heal 10 damage from Meryl. Weaknesses to metal, resistant to dark, retreat 1. Azumarill, though, is fairy water. HP 100, evolves from Meryl. For 2 colorless, play rough is 30 damage, plus. Flip a coin if heads, attack does 30 more damage. And then there's 2 fairy, 1 colorless, half drain. Does 80 damage and heal 30 damage from this Pokemon. Weakness metal, resistance dark, retreat 2. An interesting set, definitely. I would like to collect them.
Yeah, they're pretty good. It's a shiny Asomaro.
It's another shiny that's a dual type.
It's a gold Asomaro. It looks beautiful. Oh. The card looks beautiful.
Because of not my gonna play awful it. Technology,
no
I
way
can't see.
In the dark dimension I'm gonna play this.
It's trash.
No.
Yeah, this card has theme deck written all over it.
Yep.
This is like the rare like that comes in those theme docks. It's like, yeah, you get rare Asomaro, and you're never going to use it ever.
You're not going to see it in standard or expanded play, but you could very well see it in a draft environment or a sealed environment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially because like it has dual coverage, too. Yes. So it's good against dark types and water types. Or fire types.
Fire types, yeah.
So for the family there, I'll give it not very effective.
Not very effective.
I will give it a 3.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Wow. And we have next. We are going for another dual top family. It starts out grass. We got C-Dot. It's like a grass Pokemon, 50 HP. Not much to say in its attack. I mean, it's one grass. It's bind. You know what it does. Then we have Nuzleaf. It's a stage one grass as well. It has Harding as an attack. Need I say more? But we move ahead and we get to Shiftry. And Shiftry is interesting. It's grass darkness. Its HP is 140, which is not bad for a stage two. It has two attacks. Evil Wind, just one grass, 40 damage until the end of the opponent's next turn. All Pokemon tools and stadiums have no effect. Interesting. And then we have Extrasensory for two colorless, 60 damage. If you have the same number of cards in your hand as your opponent, this attack does 40 more damage. Discuss.
Maybe if
it's
it was
a dual type. But it's not good.
Yeah.
That's Gron.
Maybe if it was a stage one Shiftry like thing, but otherwise you're just using too much time to get up there. Admittedly, the C-Dot and the Nuzleaf have measures to help them survive longer, but it's still not worth it.
I mean, we also have giant plant forest.
True, like any stage two grass type has a chance. The problem is its attacks don't do enough to be worth that much deck space.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Extrasensory can do maximum 100 damage, and you can pretty much control how much cards you have in your hand. So it's not hard to have the same amount of cards in your hand than your opponent. Actually, it's not hard at all.
But it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it limits you also.
For only 40 damage.
If you want to play more stuff, you can't play it because you want to do 100 damage. And,
yeah, it's a waste of resources to play that game, so I'm going to say it's not very good.
Not very effective for me as well, and it's a pity.
I agree. I think it takes up way too much deck space to set up anything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very, very correct.
Stick to Superior.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that Superior.
Card looks cool. Everything else, not so cool.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of these dual-type arts. They are pretty freaking amazing.
They look really cool, if only they'd make good ones, like Volcanion.
Volcanion EX is pretty, pretty awesome. So Sublime, tell us about the next one.
I'm super excited about this next one. It's totally usable. It is Xerneas Break. It's a fairy type with 150 HP. Obviously, it's a break evolution. So it retains the abilities, weaknesses, etc. of Xerneas. Mm-hmm. And it comes with the new attack, Lifestream. 20 damage times the number of fairy energy. Actually, no, it doesn't say fairy energy. 20 damage times the amount of all energy attached to all of your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. This is basically like a mini version of the original Mega Gardevoir EX, which is the good Mega Gardevoir EX.
Yeah.
And this is a lighter version of that.
It costs you two prizes if it dies.
Right. So it does times 20 instead of times 30, which is a sizable difference. However, it only costs two fairy, mm-hmm. as opposed to two fairy and a colorless, I believe. And you only lose one prize. So it's definitely worth running one or two of in a fairy-type deck that is using the Gardevoir style of attack.
And you're already using Xerneas.
Right, you're already using Geomancy, which synergizes so well with this attack.
Yeah, it's once you feel like you have enough energies already in your Xerneas to survive long enough, you can just pop that baby on and just start doing damage. It's a great card. What do you guys think of Gron and Bo?
I run a fairy deck. I wouldn't put it in, but that's because I use Mega Mewtwo Y. I could see how it could be useful in a Gardevoir deck, but not mine.
Okay. What about you, Bo?
I mean, yeah, it's a pretty good card, I think. Definitely, like Scron said, a niche doesn't belong in every fairy deck by any means, but I think it's a solid card.
So we have one super effective here. What about you, Sublime?
Super effective.
Okay. Bo?
Yeah, I'll give it a super.
Okay. And Scron?
Mediumly effective.
So is that like normal damage? Is it neutral?
So, yeah,
that's a
perfect.
Good card.
It's a great card. I love it. And the art is nothing to sneeze at either. So
art's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So Sublime, continue on with the next one.
Yes, we have a Victini. Basic, 70 HP, 2 attacks. Overthrowing Flame is like the fire version of Find Ice. search your deck for up to 3 fire energy and put them into your hand, shuffle your deck afterwards. And Flare Shot costs 2 fire, does 60 damage, discard all energy attached to this Pokemon.
Yep. It's a typical legendary promo card.
Not good. That attack sounds good, but the fact of the matter is fire type has a lot of really strong deck draw that, like, you don't need a way to search for energy in a fire deck. Like, you don't have a you should not have a problem getting fire energy in a fire deck. Yeah. And if you do have a problem getting fire energy in a fire deck, you need to look at your deck list and fix it instead of looking for this as an answer.
Sublime has spoken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I'll give it another effective...
You should be searching your discard pile for energy cards in a fire deck, not your deck.
Yep.
So I'm going to give it a not very effective also.
Not very effective.
Not very effective.
Yep. And Bo, since you were the last to talk, go on with the next one.
Oh, so Talonflame?
Oh, I'm sorry. Scrawn. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to say. Scrawn,
I meant.
But that's okay.
A stage 2 Pokemon with 130 HP. It is colorless. It has a sweet ability called Gale Wings, and it is at the start of the game, you may put this Pokemon face down as your active Pokemon. You know what that means. It means you skip evolving altogether. Mm-hmm. It has one attack. It is Aero Blitz. It does 40 damage, and search your deck for any 2 cards and put them into your hand. Shuffle your deck afterwards. It has a x2 weakness to lightning and a -20 resistance to fighting. Retreat cost is 0, by the way.
I am conflicted.
That's really good.
I am conflicted because I do like it. I
like it a lot.
It's just that this is a turn 1 card. After the fact, it's useless.
Eh.
And that's my problem. What do you need for you to guarantee it's going to be on your hand? At least 4? And then after the first turn goes out, what do you do with the rest? I mean, you sacrifice them for Vespiquen?
No.
Retreat cost.
This has 0 retreat cost, and it costs 1 colorless energy to attack. So it can go in any deck. And it's basically like, if you get it in your starting hand, you can play it, and it's a really good starter. And if you don't, then it's just like, there's so many situations where you discard cards that you don't need in your hand, so it would just be fodder.
I'd run 2.
I don't know. I'm conflicted.
I would run 1 or 2. I think it's pretty good.
I'm gonna give it a normal, honestly. I'm seeing, like, this is a turn 1, awesome, and then it's useless for the rest of the game.
I mean, it searches for 2 cards out of your deck, first turn doing 40. That's not bad at all.
So, I'll give it a normal, not very effective, but not...
I'm giving it a super effective.
Okay.
I'd give it a super effective.
Okay, what about you, Bo?
Man, I just gave a whole rant and my call dropped and then we missed the whole thing. I was going to say that I'm going to give it a super effective because that's 2 computer searches for 1 Pokemon and 1 energy. Mm-hmm. You can just search your deck for any 2 cards, like any 2 cards. A lot of supporters don't even do that. They'll let you search your deck, like Skyla will let you search your deck for 1 item card, or 1 trainer card, I mean. I think it's probably a good card that'll find its way into many decks, or at least some decks that place in nationals.
My problem is the luck base, right? It's just you need to have this on your hand at the start of the Pokemon. Game.
It is a Pokemon, but you can also get it any way that you could get a Pokemon, like through an Ultra Ball or.
But you can't play it that way.
You have to start with it. No, if you don't start with it, you should not play it at all.
At the start of the game. You are right.
This card. I have a question about the nature of this card. Now, if this is the only Pokemon in your starting hand, do you have to redraw because it's not a basic Pokemon?
That is a very, very good question.
That's a question they're going to put in the test to become a Pokemon professor.
Yeah, that we will actually have to contact an actual judge for that, because I could not tell you the answer to that. So if anyone of our listeners know, please let us know, because that's actually a very good question. Scrawn came out. If this is the only Pokemon in your hand, do you still have to redraw because it's not a basic? Very interesting card. Very interesting. So on to the next one. Scrawn, continue on.
We've got Mega Salamence EX, a dragon type with 230 HP. Mega Salamence EX has a single attack that costs 1 red, one water and two colorless energy. It is Savage Wing. 100 plus damage. You may discard as many basic fire energy attached to this Pokemon as you like. For each energy discarded in this way, this attack does 40 more damage.
What do you guys think?
I like it a lot.
I like it. It has potential. I
mean, it has a lot of synergy with the dragon type Reshiram.
Yeah, it's a mega. It's my only concern. You discard fire energy, which is not a problem.
Not at all. There's so many ways to put fire energy onto it.
Mm-hmm, and then you have double dragon, double color,
Mega Turbo.
Mega Turbo. I mean, yes, I like it. I
like it. It's good. It can do enough damage for one shot.
Not a Mega Salamence. It's the only thing.
Do they have Spirit Link?
Yes. Yes,
it's coming with its own Spirit Link.
There it is.
Yep. So I could definitely see this as being used, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you just discard two fire energy, and that's 180. No muscle band included there. It's just 180 straight out that can basically KO almost any normal EX. Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, so on to the next bow. Talk about this. Oh my god.
Oh, did we rate it?
Oh, no, we haven't. What do you guys think?
Super effective.
Super effective.
You guys convinced me. I'm gonna.
Yeah, definitely super effective.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna all call it. It's a good card. It's a good card.
Wait. So for this next card, can I just give a hearty laugh beforehand?
Go ahead. Be my guest.
I'm upset about it.
All right. Go ahead.
Bo, okay. You have the privilege to announce the next card. So all our listeners and players can either weep in despair, such as Sublime, or laugh in maniacal laughter, like Strawn. Go ahead.
Okay, so this card is named Karen, and it is going to be in every deck you see from here on forward.
Yeah.
Karen, of course, is a supporter. Each player shuffles all Pokemon in his or her discard pile into his or her deck. You may only play one supporter card, blah, blah, blah. So sorry, Night March, but that's the end of you.
R.I.P. The end of an era is over.
Night March is gone.
Oh, this card just makes Night March cry and cry. It's so bad. It's single-handedly one. It's like one card destroys a whole deck. Just one. It's incredible.
This is like some Yu-Gi-Oh! BS right here. Like,
It's a love letter. It's a love letter from Pokemon Company to its fans saying, we're sorry for Night March.
I don't think they should be sorry for Night March.
Night March was beautiful.
Night March was beautiful, but it's very overpowered.
I don't think it's overpowered, and I thought it was really good for the game, because Night March is a very cheap deck to make. So for people who are new to the TCG, it was a very, very strong entry point, where you could feel competitive, maybe powerful, without having to have a lot of really expensive cards in your deck. And this is going to make it a lot harder for new players to get into the game, is the only reason I like Night March. It's a fun deck to play, it's fast-paced, you either win quickly or you lose quickly, which is great for getting through games. And, like, do I have lots of other decks I could play? Yes, I have lots of decks I made that I can play. But that's not why I'm upset about it. I'm upset about it because Night March happened to be one of the best ways to get new people into the game, and it's going to be unavailable to them in the future.
I completely agree. I mean, Night March is considered overpowered. I mean, if you go to any tournaments, it's 90% of all players there are using Night March, because everyone knows just how good it is. Now,
it is good.
Now, is this the equivalent of killing a mouse with a bazooka? Maybe. Maybe this is a nerf over nerf of what could have been. Maybe there were better ways to maybe tone down the Night March, because this card literally makes it just, you're done. All your Pokemons go back to your discard pile. You already use all your battle compressors. You already use all the cards to get those Pokemon into your discard pile, and your opponent just put them back. There's no coming back from that.
A I think a better way to balance that would be each player shuffles all Pokemon and items from her discard, her discard pile back into her, his or her deck.
Well, that card existed and it got banned.
And it got banned. Yeah, that's now threatening Lysander's trump card.
Well, right. Territory. Is that your opponent?
It was both people.
Both people. Yeah, both trump people, card was and it's all your discard pile goes back into your deck.
Oh, your whole discard pile.
Your whole discard pile. Yes, yeah. Right. And it was just too, it was horrible. That was the era where Seismitoad was just ruling because, and it was not because of Seismitoad. It was just that card. It was Trump. The card, not.
That says everything. Yeah. I think you said so much.
So
ban Trump.
So what do you guys think? I mean, I don't think we have a choice. I don't know how to use Sublime, but it is super effective.
It is super effective. It'll be really interesting because this kills Nightmarch so severely that it's gonna die off. You don't necessarily need to play it.
Yeah, you just need one. That's all you need in the deck.
Or you don't even need it if no one's playing Nightmarch anymore because of this card.
Exactly. This is a powerful card.
11 out of 10 would laugh maniacally again.
So that's it. That's the death of Nightmarch. And now we're going to take a small break and listen to one of our sponsors. We'll be back afterwards continuing our X and Y 11 extravaganza with Steam Siege after this short break.
Break. Are you upset about your favorite Nightmarch friends now being rendered useless by that pesky Karen? Well, no need to worry, because over here at the Roy Horn Steakhouse, we'll put them to use in our award-winning appetizers and entrees. Jittering for some Joltik jambalaya? Come on over. Voracious for some Vespiquen bites? Come on over. All these dishes and more are roasted over the disembodied flames of Lampet. Get your march on today. Rhyhorn Steakhouse, where if it moves, we'll serve it.
And welcome back, everybody, to episode 9 again, and we're still continuing the discussion with the Steam Siege cards revealed for August. And we just cried, and we laughed. We took joy and pity on Nightmarch. But we're going to continue on with the rest, and we can continue with everyone's favorite sheep, Mareep. It's a normal lightning Pokemon, basic 60 HP, has 2 attacks, none of them matter, move on. And then we got Fluffy is the other one. When my computer decides not to mess with me, there we go. And Fluffy, stage 1, same thing, 90 HP, 2 attacks, neither of which are that wild. Pretty standard for lightning Pokemon, you flip a coin, if it's heads, they're paralyzed. But there's Ampharos, and Ampharos is interesting to say the least. Ampharos is a lightning Pokemon stage 2. It has 140 HP, which is not bad for stage 2. And it has the Pokemon ability, Shocking. Once during your turn, before you attack, you may choose one of your opponent's Pokemon EXs and put 3 damage counters on it. Interesting. Mm. Not game-breaking. Not bad. I mean, extra damage, extra 30. Not bad at all. Hey, and
that's snipe.
Exactly, yeah. And it doesn't have to be active, so you can snipe from your bench, which is not bad. And then the attack, 2 lightning, 1 colorless, Gigabolt, 80 damage, flip a coin if hits, this attack does 40 damage. If tails, your opponent active Pokemon is paralyzed. Again, low end on the damage spectrum, but still very useful. I mean, either you do more damage or you paralyze. It's a win-win for the user. And of course, it finalized with no fighting weakness, metal resistance, and 2 retreat costs. What do you guys think about this one?
I like how I can point at an opponent's Pokemon every turn and say in the most annoying voice possible, "Shocking!"
And they're not going to laugh because they're going to have 30 damage after you deal with.
Yes, they will probably hate me, but that's okay. I'm used to it.
What about you, Sublime?
I think it's bad.
Okay. What's that?
Well, okay. Remember that one really popular Thundurus EX deck? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Because I'm not referring to the Plasma one. I'm referring to the one that came after that.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a Thundurus EX that basically had a better version of Gigavolt. where it would do more damage if you flipped heads, and if you flipped tails, the opponent was paralyzed. That's not... It doesn't... The fact of the matter is it doesn't do enough damage for the attack to be relevant at all, whatsoever. And then the ability only does 30 damage to an EX once per turn, which is not enough to warrant a stage 2 that you're not going to attack with. I feel like The fact that it's a waste to, like... Yes, are you really going to stack 4 Ampharos into your deck to attack only a single Pokemon EX?
No, but if I have one on my bench and one is my active, and I both use Shocking, that's 60 damage. Then I use Gigavolt plus the 140, that's 180. That's most EXs, not Megas.
I mean, it would only be 120. Yes, but, like, that's a lot of Stage 2s that you have a long time to set up. There's so many faster ways to do that, especially in an electric deck where you have Magnezone. Or you can just spam all the energy you want onto things that will kill things very quickly.
So I agree with
I feel like, as a stage 2, this is a lot of work for not a lot of payoff.
I agree.
It's not bad, it's just not nearly good enough.
I just don't think it's that awful.
Yeah,
I don't think it's awful, it's just not good.
I totally agree. I'm in both camps. I mean, it's not a terrible card. In fact, I would consider it a good card. And the fact that stage 2 would not be relevant if it weren't electric. If it were fighting... Okay, just use the opposite to Ace in the Hole, Maxi's Hidden Ball Trick. If it were water, would use
Archie's Ace in the Hole.
And if it were green, you would use the Stadium Giant Plant Force, and we would get there faster. It's none of that. It's electric. It means that either you need the rare candy, or you need to suffer through the whole evolution process, and that makes it too slow. Too slow.
For not enough payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Basic Pokemon that do more.
What was that, Scrum?
I said, you might call it shocking.
Right, like, if you want to stack bonus damage really quickly, play Greninja.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too slow.
Like, it's a crappier way crappier version of Greninja Break without as much
support.
The card
itself is good, it's just the setup is too much. Too much. I give it a not very effective just because of that.
I also give it a not very effective. It's not bad, it's just not good enough to warrant what it would require,
any other type, not very effective.
If
it would have been fighting, water, or grass, I would have given it super effective. But electric?
I give it a shockingly effective.
Take it as it is. And Bo?
I'll give it a meh.
A meh. Meh is good enough. Sublime! Take us flying with this next one.
With Drifblim on a ghost ship, as a manner of speaking. So it's a psychic type with 100 HP, got 2 attacks. For a double colorless, you have Ominous Telepathy, which does 30 damage and your opponent's active is now confused. And then you have Bursting Curse. Discard 2 energy attached to this Pokemon. Place 8 damage counters on your opponent's Pokemon in any way you like.
Interesting.
Interesting. Not good, but interesting.
Yeah. I mean, 80 damage.
80's not enough for, like, to discard 2 on a stage 1. To do 80.
Yeah.
I mean,
you were
stick
not
going to
snipe
bats.
With a stage 1.
Stick to bats. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Stick to bats.
It's situational.
Mhm. Okay.
The problem is it's an attack to do damage, right? Like, the reason bats is so good is because they do damage without wasting your attack.
Yep.
Yeah. This uses an attack to do 80, and, like, there's better bench snipers.
For sure. So I give it a not very effective.
Stick to bats. Yeah.
I mean, it's all right. It's not even.
It's not. It's cool, but it's not good.
Damage counters, like, it should be a good thing. Like, it should. I mean, it's just not.
So let's continue on. Sublime with
the Hawlucha.
Next one. What is this appointment of mine?
I think this is the first colorless Hawlucha. It has 80 HP. It's basic. It has an ability called Sudden Cyclone. When you play it into your bench from your hand, you can use this ability. Your opponent switches his active with one of their benched Pokemon.
No.
And then you have Acrobatics for 2 colorless, flip 2 coins. It does 20 plus 20 damage, so for each heads, you do 20 more damage.
Yep.
Wow. Also not good.
I like that ability, though.
I don't, because your opponent picks the Pokemon. If you picked the Pokemon, it would be good, but you don't. They do.
It's like escape rope.
It's like a crap. Yeah,
it's escape rope. And like, escape rope is not bad. It's just
situational, but
yeah, it's life sound.
So use
better.
A Pokemon that's going to be on your bench
mm-hmm.
for a escape rope. No.
Yeah. Sorry, Halucha. That's not very effective.
Not very effective. Sorry.
Wah, wah, wah. How about
yeah,
you, Bo?
All right. This is like an NU card, if yeah. there is such a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's neat. It's definitely neat.
It's cute.
But it's not good.
It's all cute. Right. It's just not useful.
All right. I'm going to move on to my main TCG mana.
Yes, please. Let's talk about Pyroar and reminisce when we played last. Please, go.
Okay. It's a break evolution card. It's Pyroar Break. And it's got two attacks. It doesn't get a new ability.
It actually doesn't. That second one's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't?
I hate to tell you.
Yeah, it's one attack.
Sorry.
I should have deleted those.
Look at the card.
Beach, your sense of humor is not funny, Pokebeach. Stop with the fake attacks.
What? Okay,
Name of that attack correct?
It's not. It's a joke.
No.
That whole second attack is a joke. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
Oh, it really doesn't exist?
Yeah. No.
Like, yeah.
The listener, the fake
I'm
attack.
I'm looking at text and not a card. I'm sorry.
The fake attack was Hakuna Matata, and it was 150 plus damage. This attack does 20 more damage for each Watchog and Emboar on your bench. Yeah, Lion King reference. Okay. The actual attack is for two red, one colorless. It's Kaiser Tackle. It does 180 damage, and this one does 50 damage to itself.
Yeah.
And the Pyro you're going to be sticking this on is probably going to be the basic. The stage one, you can't evolve Pokemon any.
Basic
flash
Pokemon
fire.
Can't harm him.
Yeah.
It's 180 damage.
That is a lot of damage.
It is a guaranteed EX knockout.
Yeah.
That's nothing to sneeze at. And normal Pyroar from Flash Fire has 110 HP.
10.
So basically you're sacrificing the extra 50 damage that this Pyroar is giving you.
There is a Pokemon tool that prevents recoil.
Yeah, there is. I can't remember which
from Flash Fire, no one plays it because no deck uses it. But, yeah.
But, yeah.
That exists.
Mm-hmm.
So you can negate the 50 you're doing to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
I...
Fact that the... Go ahead.
I give this a super effective.
I give it a super effective too. And mostly because, since it's a break, it's totally depending on the stage one, and we know that the stage one is good. Pyroar is a great card. And this is just icing on that cake. So, even though, yes, you do 50 extra damage, there are ways around it, as Sublime has already described. If you don't have that item, that tool, you're still sacrificing the same... It's already giving you that 50 HP you need to
You
sacrifice.
Should be playing with that tool if you're using this, too.
Yeah.
Like, you need that
and
tool.
You can guarantee a EX knockout. This is great. I like it. I'm giving a super effective.
Rawr.
I think we lost Bo.
He's hiding from us again.
He's hiding. How about you, Sublime? You already said super effective?
It's pretty super effective. I don't think it's great, because Fire has a lot of good attackers, but it's a good choice. So yeah, it's super effective.
Awesome. So go ahead with the next one, Scrawn.
Yveltal Break. For all you Yveltal lovers, you've got another one. HP 150. It has one attack that it gains. It is Wazawai no Yoru, which means Night of Disaster. 120
Show off.
It costs 3 darkness energies, and this attack does 30 damage to each of your opponent's bench Pokemon that already has damage counters on it.
On top of the 120 damage.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad for baby Yveltal.
I mean, now this would be a stage 1 Yveltal.
Yep. It's a tech. It's a one-off in those dark decks.
It is a one-off.
Yep. It is. It's good because it's basic, it's good. But also, just two more darkness energy and you're hitting for 120 damage and you're sticking 30 damage more for each opponent that has already damage counters. You can combine that with maybe a Zubat and Golbat and
a lot of things.
Probat and a lot of things. Everything that does damage to the Alakazam EX and the Mega Alakazam EX. And you're doing yourself quite a bit of damage. Not bad at all.
Noivern.
I feel like Yveltal Zoroark is just a really good deck. Yeah. So like you can manage to slip one of these in there. Ironically a dark deck that has two valid break cards.
Yeah.
Right? Because Zoroark break is really good, and now this is good.
Yep.
We thought break weren't going to work.
Really? Yeah, I totally agree. We thought it wasn't going to work, but it's because we were looking at them wrong.
We were expecting EX,
and that's not what they are. They are enhancements to our already established evolutions, and we should treat them as such. I think the only deck that we can speak of that depends, like it's its main attacker, is
Greninja,
and other,
and also
that,
Delphox.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Delphox is an amazing one as
it's
well.
A shame Chestnut couldn't bring it like those two could.
No, unfortunately, no. It always gets the sad piece of the cake. So, super effective for me.
Me too.
I guess.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, sorry. my tech is just weird.
No worries. Sublime.
Yeah, I'll give it a super effective as a one of. It's not going to be like taking the world by storm, but it's fine.
Awesome.
Because it would fit into an already good deck on an already good card. It's super effective.
And Scron?
I'm not going to give it a super effective this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not very effective, though.
Yeah. It's not a bad
card. Right, like, it's just there.
Yeah. For sure. Okay, so going on, Bo, since you're back, let's talk about another supporter that's causing quite the storm. Or what I'd say, Ninja Storm. I should stop. Go!
This is a supporter I've been looking forward to, or just a Pokemon card I've been looking forward to having for a long time. The Ninja Boy. Yeah. Trainer, supporter, search your deck for a basic Pokemon and switch it with one of your basic Pokemon in play. Any cards attached to that basic Pokemon, or to that Pokemon, sorry, it doesn't have to be basic, damage counters, special conditions, and effects are now on the new Pokemon. Shuffle the first Pokemon into your deck.
Yes. It does have to be basic.
It does have to be basic.
You're trading a basic for a basic.
Yep.
Oh, with one more basic. Okay, right, okay. So I was right. But does that include energies? It says all cards. Yeah.
Yes, damage it does.
Energy attached to it will remain. This card is amazing. Basically, even if you didn't get your main attacker in your main turn, you can basically use any card as a proxy, start buffing it, start setting it up, and then once you got Ninja, just switch it, and your attacker's ready to go. One turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ready it's amazing. It's amazing. Honestly my favorite card we've looked at so far.
Yes, mine too. And not only that, but since everything stays the same for that Pokemon that it's new, the damage counter, the special conditions, and all effects, it means that if it was a basic Pokemon that could... that can evolve, you can evolve it the turn you use Ninja Boy, because it counts as a card that was already in play.
That's fascinating.
So, that is amazing. It's amazing that you can switch for any EX, for example, and then evolve it to a Mega that same turn. And just, it has so many possibilities, this card. It's so good.
It is. It's so good. Like, the thing I was thinking of is you can play a Shaymin EX for card draw, and then Shaymin always becomes like a sitting duck after that, with very low HP for an EX, but then you play Ninja, you get the Shaymin back into your deck so you can draw it for more card draw later, and you can get, like, an actual, like, attacker you want on your bench. There's so many, like, uses for this card. It is super cool with a really neat effect. I love it.
It is. It's definitely, just like Karen, it's gonna shift the meta so much. The fact that, hey, why is he putting energies on that Shaymin becomes dang. He's buffing that Shaymin. That means he has Ninja in this deck. Means something bad is coming. So.
Right.
It is so interesting. What, Scron, what do you think?
I mean, you guys have said it all.
Yeah, it's great. What about you, Bo? Anything to add?
Just that incredible unpredictability factor. There are so many decks where you like see a card and you're like, okay, I know 95% of the cards in your deck now because I saw the one card that you played. This lets me, it makes decks unpredictable, or makes gameplay unpredictable, because if I have two or three different attackers in my deck, and I can just switch between them, I mean, say somebody's got something like Pyroar against my, my one EX that I buffed, I can Ninja Boy into my other EX and then Mega Evolve it or something and hit Pyroar now. It just allows for versatility and unpredictability. I love it. I love it. I love it. Super effective.
Yep. Super effect. Super, super effective. Sublime.
Quadruple effective.
And Scrawn.
Yeah, you guys know it.
Wow, it's such a great card. So, let's go on for the next one. And we got our representative, our first legendary that appeared for Gen 7 is coming to the TCG, Magearna. I said that right, right?
Yes. It's pronounced so. Japanese Magearna.
Such a show-off.
Magearna. So it's Magearna.
And it's an EX. It has 160, which is not standard for EX, but considering that low. Other Mew type Pokemon such as Shaming and the rest are all low HP, this is actually quite buff for what it is. But its Pokemon ability, this is prevent all effects of your opponent's attack except damage done to each of your Pokemon that has a metal energy attached to it. I mean, there's not much right now that we need to worry about in terms of effects.
There's a stadium that does something very similar, so I'm not inclined to play this.
Yeah, me neither.
For that effect.
It has
because,
an attack.
What is it, Steel Shelter? I think it's called Steel Shelter.
Something like that, yeah. Its attack, one metal, two colorless energy, Soul Blaster, 120 damage during your next turn. This Pokemon, Soul Blaster attack does 60 more damage. You're not going to wait another turn. I mean, it's 180, but no. You have to do that damage all at once to be good. But yeah, you said it, Sublime and Scrawn. It's just, it's okay. My problem with this is there's nothing you need to protect yourself right now. Every time one of these cards come out, the first card I always think of is Seismitoad, and immediately I become sad and depressed because these cards don't stop Seismitoad either, because the effect of Seismitoad is to the player, not the Pokemon. So, they're useless. I mean, that's the only real big attack that has an effect that I think you want to prevent yourself, protect yourself from, and this doesn't help that. So, not very effective for me. How about you guys?
Nope.
Nah. Doesn't do enough. Nope. I mean, the only thing its ability gives you is, like, basically neutrality from status effects, and there's a metal stadium that does that, so why would you play this?
Mm-hmm.
That can be, like, taken out on a bench.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost you two prizes.
I think it's definitely, like, one of those promo box EX kind of cards. Yeah. Like, we're excited to see the Pokemon, but, I mean, it's not going to be good by any means. But, I mean, we see these cards all the time.
And who else is disappointed that it's not a dual-type Metal Fairy? I mean, what happened there? Volcanion EX is dual-type, Asumero as well, and Magearna, its big debut, and it's just a Metal.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Well, c'est la vie. Sublime, take us home with alas, everyone's favorite Kleptomaniac.
Klefki! It has 70 HP. It's a fairy type this time. Sometimes it's steel, sometimes it's fairy. Anyway, it has an ability called Wonderlock. Once during your turn before you attack, if this Pokemon is on your bench, you may discard all cards attached to this Pokemon and attach this Pokemon to one of your Pokemon as a Pokemon tool card. As long as this Pokemon is attached to a Pokemon, that's fun to say, prevent all damage done to that Pokemon by the attacks of your opponent's Mega Evolution Pokemon. At the end of your opponent's next turn, discard this card.
And the world record for saying the Pokemon the amount of times in the same
in
sentence
a single
goes
ability.
To...
yeah, quite the mouth.
Was that 11 times you said the word Pokemon?
It's all just so quickly, too. Yeah.
It's like 9 times or something like that.
It's funny.
It's like every 5 words.
So, it's interesting. It's not going to see any play.
It's not terrible.
The problem is, you discard it at the end of your turn.
Yeah, but like it's basically like a turn of not being attacked by your opponent's megas.
True, but Giratina EX is constantly protected against.
Giratina is like not that good of a deck, though.
Well, no, not right now. But yeah, I understand your point. I don't know. It doesn't move me. I don't see this card being played. What do you guys think, Scrawn and Bo?
I think that it's a matter of how the meta settles.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Depending on how constant, yeah, how many, how much
if
the mega, the megas do something.
Mega Evolution attacking decks are what become mainstream after this set is released, then yes, it could very well have, like, two in a deck.
Yeah.
Interesting. I see your point, but I'm still going to say not very effective.
Yeah, me too. Just doesn't, right now, it doesn't convince me.
I'm neutral on it. I don't think it's not very effective, but it's certainly not super effective either.
Fenbo? I'm sorry, Scrawn. Yeah. That's the second time. Sorry.
I'm same with Sublime.
Okay. So, that's the end of the at least release up to now. This is not the full set, of course. These are the ones that have been released for Steam Siege coming in August 3rd. This is the last set in this rotation. It's interesting to know. It's coming out, but it's not going to be valid, if I'm not mistaken, for World Championship. So this set is technically legal after World Championship, meaning a whole new rotation. So that's going to be interesting what's going to happen. So there you are. So before we finish our episode with Pokemon 15 questions, let's choose our favorite cards for this bunch. Sublime.
Definitely Ninja Boy and Volcanion EX.
Mm-hmm. Both are excellent. That Volcanion EX provides support for fire basic Pokemon that really needs them. Entei just becomes a lot more powerful because of it. You will see that. And Ninja Boy just explains itself. What about you, Bo?
I think I'm going to go with Yveltal Break.
Interesting.
I like it. And Pyroar Break, too. I just like both of them. I was a fan of both Baby Yveltal and Pyroar before. I know they weren't, like, all that great, but I just...
No, they are great.
Baby Yveltal is great.
They're good. Yeah. Baby Yveltal, yeah, is great. Pyroar is only just kind of good. But, I mean, I still like to use them. They work where they work sometimes. Most of the time. But I just like that they're buffing Pokemon that are already good. Like, it just makes the game more fun.
And that's how I feel about the Xerneas break.
What about you, Scrawn?
Karen.
Rude.
Rude.
Evil.
Too soon, bro. Too soon.
You know what? It is too soon because I still have Nightmares for like another 3 months. It's fine.
Yeah, and everyone has Nightmares. If, you know, because of the rotation, everyone will have Nightmares until Worlds. So, but after that, bye-bye. So I would have to say Ninja is one of them for sure. That card is just going to be so much fun to play. It's going to be hilarious. But also Volcanion EX. I mean, I hate to copy Sublime in this, but both cards
are great minds think alike.
Yeah, those two cards are just so interesting. And it, you know, Ninja Boy just completely shakes the whole meta. And Volcanion EX just boosts fire, which definitely needs it. Right now I'm even considering like, wow, I don't think it needs any more boosting. So yeah, great set. Steam Siege is going to just make everything shake and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun and we're going to be here to talk about it and play and it's going to be amazing. So we're going to move to the last segment of the episode. Everyone's favorite part and the original game show. Pokemon 15 questions. We'll be right back.
Billy, come inside and get some Corsola Cola.
Sure, Mom. I'll be right there.
What flavor would you like, strawberry or cherry?
Gee, Mom, can't I have both?
No, Billy, you have to choose.
No, you don't. I'm Corsola Cola Man. With dual-flavored Corsola Cola flavors now in town, you can have all the flavors in one.
Woo!
Here you go, kid. And remember, drink at least 5 a day.
Will do!
It's Corsola Cola. It won't make your teeth fall out.
My gums hurt!
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of the episode where you know what happens, Pokemon 15 Questions, where you, the community, tackles the co-host to see if we can stop them from guessing what the Pokemon of the month is. Now, as you all guys know, each one take a turn. You can ask questions. Rules are very simple. Lower your browsers. No internet, no 3DSs, no help from anybody but yourselves. A few other important information, no numbers. You cannot ask whether or not it's a number Pokemon or not. And also, I am going to limit, and this is the new challenge for this episode, I am going to limit descriptions. So you cannot ask questions based on how the Pokemon looks.
Wow.
So it sounds so challenging, but I have faith that you guys can do it.
I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, I feel like...
Wasn't 15 rough enough?
Let's see, and I'll decide as we go. So, welcome everyone to Pokemon 15 Questions, which starts now with Sublime.
Okay, is this Pokemon one of the first two generations of Pokemon?
No. Bo.
Is this Pokemon dual type?
Yes. Scrawn.
Is it a water or flying type?
Yes. Sublime.
Is this Pokemon from generations 3 or 4?
No. Bo.
Does this Pokemon belong to an evolutionary line?
Yes. Scrawn.
It's Gen 5 or 6. It has to be Gen 5 or 6.
Is it a water type?
Yes. Sublime.
Is this Pokemon from Gen 5 specifically?
Yes.
Is this Pokemon ghost type?
No.
Oh.
10 questions.
Wow. We're at 10. Okay, guys, let's go over what we have because I think we have a lot.
Yeah, we do have a lot.
I missed both the second one.
Alright, so, it's from Gen 5, part of an evolutionary line.
It's dual type.
One of them is water.
It's not a ghost.
From Gen 5. There are actually relatively few water types in Gen 5. I can list them for you off the top of my head, I think. So you have the starter line, which is monotype, so forget them. Then you have the Seismitoad line.
Okay, so it could be part ground.
Also, you have the Swanna line.
Okay.
We've already eliminated the Frillish line because it's not part ghost.
Okay.
So I think our only two possibilities, actually, are either Seismitoad or Swanna. Something from those evolutionary chains. Yes, well, it could be any of them. So there's five Pokemon
Five. Who's question? I think I just asked.
Yeah, I think all that information's right.
Why don't we ask? So, is it a last evolution?
No. Sublime?
Is this Pokemon a middle stage evolution?
Yes. Bo?
We got it.
Is this Pokemon ground type?
Yes.
We got it.
Scrawn.
Is it Palpitoad?
Yes. It is Palpitoad. You guys made it in 15 exactly. Congratulations.
What was the time on that, though?
We had it at, like, 14 or 13, to be honest.
We just double confirmed.
Yeah.
But what was our time on that? I think that was like a time lap record.
It was. I think you guys did it in less than 5 minutes.
I think
we did it in less than like 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was like probably like four
or less.
We did
do another.
Let's not. That was let's rest on our laurels for another like episode.
Oh man, yeah, that's exhilarating though.
That was fun.
Yeah, that suggestion came from, unfortunately, no one, because none of you sent emails. None of you communicated. I am very, very angry. I'm not. But send emails, please. It makes me happy.
Okay, let's see who's listening. Antonin, give me a Pokemon. Give Jushiro a Pokemon for next episode.
Let's do that, yes. And now since we're going on shoutouts, there was an actual shoutout that I wanted to do, and I didn't do it before on the episode, but I'll do it right now. to all my fellow Pokemon trainers from Puerto Rico. Gente Boricua. I love you guys. I am also from Puerto Rico, that faraway region. Everything that's going on the island, I know it's tough. GameStop left, the political issue, economic crisis. Hang in there, guys. You guys are awesome. I miss my island. I miss all of you. Love you all. Para siempre. Guys, thank you so much for coming today and being here in the episode. As always, it was great having you guys here. Sublime, you're amazing, as always.
Bo. Latinos Unidos.
Latinos Unidos. Bo, our rock star, thank you.
Thanks for having me. It's a blast, as always.
And Scron, never a dull moment.
Ryuga Wagatakeo Kara!
Oh god, I'm running. I am running.
How many languages are we using in this podcast?
That's an Overwatch reference for those who don't know. and it's the worst, worst sounds you can hear in that game. So anyway, so before we do leave, please, if you like us, if you enjoy what we do, please go and follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We have a Reddit. We can also visit. And of course, we have our Tumblr as well at pucklepodcast.tumblr.com. If you have the time, make sure you review us on iTunes. If you want to keep the month going on, this is the best way to say it. We love to do it. We love it. Now, if you have that extra dime, please support us. You can go to our Patreon, become a patron. And every cent, every dime, every polka dollar you put in there goes directly to the shows, directly to the community, straight back at you guys. So, and of course, join all of these discussions by coming out, hanging on our PokePodcast.com website. Every month we have two hangout chat meetups. They're super fun, and you should definitely go and talk to us. Hopefully soon we can start some TCGO competitions. We don't know. It's a lot of planning to do, but we might get there. Lots of love, guys, and until next month, always remember, it's closing time.
Hooves.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.